Hi, I'm Taylor.
And I'm Jana.
And you're watching Disney Channel.
Decom Divas Pod.
Okay, let's go. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Decom Divas with Taylor.
And Jana.
Yay. How are you doing, Taylor, on this fine March evening?
I'm doing pretty well. It's Friday and I'm excited to be here with you. So, yeah, my day's good. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm excited about life. Guess what, listeners? Me and Taylor
just bought Disney World tickets.
Yes!
We bought plane tickets and we're going to go to Disney
World. We're really excited. We're going in September. I'm so excited. I am elated. This is the dream come true.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. So
Jana hasn't been to Disney World before.
And we're going to go to the four theme parks and not the water parks because who cares? No offense.
I guess like water parks were kind of gross before COVID and now I'm just like, that's disgusting.
I just had weird, like very unhygienic things happen at water parks that I'm like, I don't ever need to go back. Like it's to the,
yeah, I don't know. I would do that.
Okay. So before I get too mad about that. Let's talk about the Disney Channel stars of yesteryear.
Yay! Okay, oh my goodness. Jana,
yes.
What is going on with the stars of yesteryear today?
So, big news, guys. Hilary Duff had a baby shower for her baby!
Yay!
I think it was a surprise because she said that a bunch of her friends came. They all tested positive. I mean, negative. And her kids were there. And I think... from the decor, I think it's going to be a girl.
Yay!
I'm so excited for her because her daughter Banks is so cute. And I'm like, oh my God, they're going to have another really cute
More
kid.
Hillary babies.
I know. This world needs Hillary babies. Her kids seem really cool. I'm very happy for her. Yeah.
Would you rather, if you could choose, would you rather be Hillary Duff's best friend, Hillary Duff's daughter, or Hillary Duff herself?
Her best friend. I don't want to be Hillary Duff because I feel like I want to be in her presence. Yeah, I would want to be her best friend. That's what I want. I know that sounds creepy, but I really love her. Do you want to be Miley Cyrus's best friend?
I like to think we already are best friends. I like Miley a lot. I do follow her and I'm like, yes, Miley, but I don't think it's the same like adoration that
Miley?
You have.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I like her music
probably
a lot.
A good
Well, I don't know. I've had phases of, like, different celebrities where I'm like, I like you so much. Like, well, the first time I saw Tim...
who's your... Give me your line of celebrities that you're like, I want...
I used to have this weird thing with Tan France where I... From Fair
Eye. Oh, he's great.
Where I'm like, he's so cute! And I'm like, I don't want to have, like, sex with him, but he's so cute and I don't know what to do about it and he's real, but I can never meet him. And, like, I would, like, freak out. Because I, like, when I, like, Queer Eye, like, the first or second seasons, I was just, like, watching him. I'm like, I love him so much.
Yeah.
Can I be his best friend? I'm like, I don't think he would be my best friend because, like, let's face it.
Why would we be best friends? What behavior do I need to have when I meet her if I am... so lucky because I'm like, I don't know. If you go in being like, we're going to be best friends, like that person does not want to be best friends with you if you're like obsessed with
that's
them.
How I feel about Julia Nunes. She's like a musician and she like came up on YouTube. I did get to meet her.
Yeah. And wait, how did you act?
I was so weird.
Really?
I was like, hi, this is weird, but like, I just feel like I'm going to cry. And I'm so happy to meet you. And then she was like, do you want a hug? And then she told me it's okay to have feelings.
Oh,
and she
really
hugged
sweet.
Me. Yeah, it was sweet. It's kind of weird to meet someone you like really like too because you're kind of like, oh, like.
It's like you put so much on them and they're just like trying to have a casual moment. And you're like, but you need to be everything I ever wanted in my life all at once. Okay, there was not much going on with the Disney stars other than that. Emily Osment turned 29 2 days ago. Whoa.
Yay! 29?
So yeah.
She's only 29? Oh,
yeah.
I guess they're... Sorry,
she's
I always forget
older than
that.
My sister. I'm really surprised by that for some reason. My sister's 28. I'm 26. Taylor's 23. Everyone gets older.
Yeah.
So that's... I don't know. I guess there's not much going on, but there's not much going on with most people. So, yeah, I guess let's talk about the movie. So, we're Woo-hoo. Reviewing Johnny Tsunami today.
Johnny Tsunami today.
Shred.
Shred it.
So, Johnny Tsunami, the movie, came out in the year 1999, and the day it came out was July 24th, 1999, and that was a great time, I guess. Anything new going on for you?
Since a month ago. This is a joke with us because we're like, each time it doesn't change.
I was going into first grade. I was going into kindergarten, I think, the following August.
I may have been starting preschool soon. I'm not sure. I'm about to turn two.
Okay.
I think the next movie, it came out on my birthday or the day before.
On your second birthday.
Yeah, or like the day before it or something, so... Woohoo!
Yeah, and this is a perfect summer movie because it's, well, kind of, but kind of not, because it's also about winter, so.
Yeah, that's true. I guess half and half.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's start into the movie. So, this movie takes place in Kilauea, Hawaii. So I say that because technically the right way to say Hawaii is Hawaii. I learned from someone who was from there. But I might not be able to consistently say that throughout this episode, so, you know.
I've heard that too, and I'm trying to pronounce it.
Like, I know.
My friends are from Hawaii, and I'm like, Hawaii, but I'm like, I don't know if they think I sound
That's dumb. The thing is, like, do I sound, like, really white by saying it that way, or do I sound like a snob? I don't know. We don't know if it's obnoxious or not. But anyway, so, it starts by showing the surfer. This guy's totally shredding it, and it ends up being this surfing gramps who is Johnny Tsunami Senior.
Woohoo! Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Johnny Tsunami is not the main character, it's the grandpa.
Yeah, and me and Taylor have complained before about these movies when they star not kids, so this is even worse. JK. So the story is about Johnny Tsunami the second, I guess. No. Johnny Kapahala. Is a 13-year-old boy who lives in Hawaii. And he is telling his two friends about how his grandpa saved a bunch of people by paddling out to their abandoned ship during a tsunami, and that's where he got his badass name. So basically him and his friends worship him, and he's saying that surfing is about nature, the courage to surf, and brotherhood. Hey, what about sisterhood?
I know.
How does that make you feel, Taylor?
Yeah, it's a little bit exclusive. Yeah. And, I mean, there are plenty of women surfers.
Yeah, there's tons. There's a shit ton, even back then. It is. I'm not going to, like, act like I'm being sensitive about it. It is exclusionary. And maybe it's not the grandpa's fault, but it is something we should all be aware of.
To all you non-binary and female surfers, I see you.
I see you, too.
I see you.
Keep riding.
Keep riding.
Come on, ride the wave. And ride it. Okay, so Johnny, then they transition to him being in a surf competition with these gigantic... barrel waves. This is my worst nightmare. I mean, it's really cool to watch, but I just don't want to die via the elements. And this is like, gives me anxiety looking at it.
What element is scariest to you?
Fire. I don't want to die by being burned up. And I don't want to die. I go skiing a lot, which will come up later in this.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it should be unfortunate that I ski. But I'm afraid of falling to my death. What about you? What element are you most afraid of dying at the hand of?
I guess fire, because that's like the scariest. Yeah. I mean, drowning is also terrifying.
There's a Hilary Duff movie called Greta, I Am Greta, something like that, that she tries to drown herself, and she's like, I've heard drowning is the most peaceful way to die. But how do you know what the most peaceful way is if someone who died of it, are they going to come tell you that it is?
No, not really. I guess maybe scientists kind of figure it out.
Yeah, I guess that's
but like goes, yeah. You really don't know. And also drowning is a horrible way to die.
I know, yeah.
That is not the most peaceful way to die.
I don't know. We don't have to discuss this at length because it's kind of depressing. Anyway, he's at the competition, and then his mom walks up. Okay, I have a little bit to say about this, and I'll wait a little bit, but his mom is white. And she's very cute. I don't have a qualm with that. I'll discuss it. But anyway, and she's very supportive. She's a really cool mom, and his mom and his grandpa are there to support him. And did he end up winning the competition or getting a good?
He did win. It was close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And there's like a big pressure because his grandpa is like this legend. So if he does bad at the surf competition, oof, well, you're not holding up the family name.
Yeah, and so throughout this movie, everybody knows who his grandpa is. He's a legend, an ancient Hawaiian legend.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Rocket Power?
Yes.
Do you remember the character Tito?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's like their dad's best friend, and he was from Hawaii, and he would always share, an ancient Hawaiian
story.
Yeah, he would always do that, and they would have like, they would fade off and show a bunch of Hawaiians. That was funny. Great show. So they are like, he wins, and they're like, where's dad? And they're like, he's working. And they're like, oh, it's one of those movies.
I wrote in all caps, I am 23 years old, and I still take it personally if my parents don't come to things or that I have.
Yeah.
And also friends, for that matter.
So they come home. They have a beautiful house, a beautiful Hawaiian house. And the dad is there, and he is like, oh, dad, you didn't show up. And he's like, yeah, I'm just so busy at work. You know, I take things seriously. I'm like, you surf all day. Okay, here's my thing. Johnny is, like, pretty clearly, like, Filipino or Pacific Islander.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because he's tan. Like, it's pretty obvious to me. And I was like, his mom is white. And his dad is, like, pretty clearly, like, a lighter skin Asian. I don't like when they try to whiteify or at least, like, kind of, like, cast in a way that doesn't really represent, like, what the character's parents would actually be in the sake of, like, making it more digestible. And I feel like that's what they were doing.
A little bit. Brandon Baker, who plays him, is actually Hawaiian and Filipino.
I looked it up too, because I was like, I need to look into this. He's like part European. So I'm guessing his dad is white, because his last name is Baker. So I think maybe he is biracial, which is like, then I'm like, okay, I'm not upset about them casting a white mom. And like, the guy who was a dad is like gorgeous. So I'm like, not upset of them casting it. I just am like kind of, I don't know. It's a little bit like, I don't know if erasure is the right word, but kind of like that. What do you think?
Yeah, they're, like, kind of colorblind casting with the parents. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It doesn't hit right.
Yeah.
I'm glad that at least, like, the parents weren't both white.
Yeah, that would bother me more.
He's part Filipino, but, I mean, he has Hawaiian heritage and is from, like, his family's from Hawaii, but still I'm like,
Anyway, let's resume. His dad is very serious. I think he kind of thinks, like, Johnny is wasting his time, like, surfing all the time and not, like, dedicating himself to school, which I've said millions of times I'm fine with. I was never that serious about school. I always like doing stuff outside of school, and I think a lot of kids are like that, and there's, like, a weird shame around, you have to get straight A's or else you're, like, a failure.
I mean, at least he likes something and does something.
Yeah, that's the thing. You should be happy that they have a passion.
And the dad is just, like, everything is business. I am business. That's, like, his whole character.
He's very serious, and he's very, like, no fun. So Johnny is really close with his grandpa, because his grandpa's awesome. He's very casual. He's very, like, spiritual, at peace with life, doesn't worry about stuff. And his son, the dad, is very opposite. So you're kind of like, how did he get a son who's so serious? And he is so not. So, you know, that works itself in throughout the movie. But the dad then announces to the family, hey, guess what? We're moving to New England.
Yeah, and then but at first Johnny's like, oh, so you're moving to New England.
Yeah, it's one of those, it's one of those. Johnny, he's really bummed. Because I think he loves Hawaii, he loves surfing, but most of all, he loves his grandpa, and he doesn't want to leave him.
Yeah, and his grandpa says a really sweet thing where he says, your parents named you Johnny, but I named you Pono, which means goodness, and you can find the goodness in anything. And I was like, That's very sweet.
Yeah. So then it shows them moving to New England. Johnny is freezing his bum off when they first get there.
I'm like, did they give him a coat? He didn't have a coat. He
gets off a plane wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Oh, and they're moving to Vermont, which is a cool place.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders. Holla.
Woo. Also, I was watching this with Mags, and they're just laughing the whole time because we're like, this is definitely Utah. Because that's like where that's where they filmed a lot of Disney Channel movies. Okay. And that's where it was filmed. It was filmed in Utah and Hawaii.
So, yeah, they're moving into this big brick house.
Brick house.
And he's going to be going to this big-ass prep school, and he comes into class on the first day of school, and he's seated next to these total D-bags, and he's seated in front of, zoom, 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 Xenon! Oh my god, so it's Kirsten Storms.
I know, I was like, I know that lady.
And her name is Emily in this movie.
Yeah.
What do you think of her? Give me your 2 cents.
I don't know. I just kind of think her character's, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't needed. I felt like it was forced that he had to have, like, a cute little love interest, kind of. His character just wasn't written very well.
I don't think it really fit her, to be honest. I don't like this character.
Yeah.
I will say a lot more about her, but she's not a good character. They show him, he tries to sit next to her at lunch, and this is where I first realized I don't like her, and then the two D-bags that he sat next to in class were like, hey, you're in our spot, and she doesn't say anything. She doesn't say, like, oh yeah, he can sit with us. She literally does nothing. She's very complicit, and that's why I don't like her. Yeah, and so he ends up sitting alone, which is, like, that breaks my heart more than anything in a movie, is someone sitting alone at lunch.
Or what movie is it? It's, is it Mean Girls where she sits in the toilet?
Yeah, with her tray? Oh my god!
I'm like, ew! Yeah,
So, they find out that he surfs a lot, and they're kind of like, ugh, and they're like, I bet you've never been on the slopes before, and he's like, oh yeah, yeah, no, I totally have, and so they invite him to ski, and I think they just do that because they want to make a fool of him, and so he ends up going skiing with the D-bags and Emily. I don't even remember, I think one of the D-bags' name, there's like a head honcho, and his name's Brett or something. Brett, who cares?
It's probably Steve, I don't know.
Might as well be Steve. We're probably going to call him Steve. And then he has, like, a little minion who's just a dumbass. They ski, and Johnny ends up being a total klutz. He's not good at skiing at all, and they shove him, like...
They shove him down the hill.
Yeah.
They're at the very top of the ski slope, and he goes all the way... He could have died. Honestly, how far he went and how he landed, he should have died.
Yeah, it's horrible, and they don't care whatsoever. And that's another thing. Emily is like, oh, guys. That's the thing, is like, these kind of people are dangerous. The kind of people who are so complicit that they would be like, oh, you shouldn't have shoved him off the hill. It's like, no, he f***ing could have died.
I know, like, get help when you see that it happened. Do something. Oh, my God,
yeah. So then Johnny ends up being fine. He finally gets his uniform, and it's this really ugly, like, burgundy sweater and, like, you know, khakis and a blue blazer, and he ends up... This is why Johnny is one of my kind. He, like, takes off the sweater and wears a Hawaiian shirt and big tie under his uniform at school. Did you think that was awesome?
I thought it looked really good.
I did, too.
I didn't see a problem with it.
I didn't either, so...
He was still wearing the jacket.
Yeah, isn't that the important part? So he ends up getting in trouble, and he has to talk to the headmaster. Who's the headmaster, Taylor?
It's Xenon's dad, Emily's dad.
He gives the, like... Oh, I'm really strict about uniforms and the bullshit argument that uniforms are equalizers. I'm not a big fan of that because I get it. I think the sentiment behind that is like, well, if we all wore whatever we wanted, then people who aren't rich would get made fun of for, like, not having fancy clothes. But, like, I'm just a big proponent of, like, individuality. And also, I don't think, uniforms are equalizers because some people look really good in certain types of clothes and some people look really bad, and you're basically comparing your bodies by wearing, like, uniforms. What do you think? What's your opinion?
Yeah, I guess I don't have a strong opinion because I've never had to wear a uniform. I would say I could imagine that it's, like, probably expensive to give a kid an outfit if he's in the school, so it might be hard for some families to afford the uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to wear the same thing as other people. Yeah. I think people should wear what they want.
I agree.
Besides, if it's, like, inappropriate for school, but I mean, even then.
That's another thing, is I'm like, well, like, I don't know. My high school is very much like, well, don't, you can't wear revealing stuff because that's distracting to boys, and I'm like, then, that whole thing is so sexist.
I know, I'm like, I'm wearing shorts that are, like, kind of above my knee. Why are you saying blah, blah, blah about
it? My kneecaps are too hot for them. Ugh. Yeah, so, I don't know. I get the whole, like, oh, we don't want to compare people by who the haves and have-nots based on how they dress. Like, that is understandable, but I still am not a fan of uniforms. Anyway, so Johnny ends up taking the bus home from school. The bus, like, meaning the public bus. And some snowboarders come on. This guy named Sam sits next to him, and he's a snowboarder, and he introduces himself, and he says, I'm from the public school. And he's like, oh, and he's like, you must be from the private school. Oh, you ski? And he's like, yeah, I mean, I have. And they're like, prep school kids, they ski, and us public school kids, we snowboard, and that's just the way it is. And I must say, Sam is played by the famous Jet Jackson, a.k.a. Lee Thompson Young. And I have a lot to say about him, and we'll discuss that later. But, Yeah, so that was a TV show that we've discussed before that was on in the late 90s.
I never saw it.
Yeah, you're
That was the one that I didn't see. I was too young.
Yes.
But also they call the snowboarders urchins, which is like so messed up.
Urchins, like sea urchin?
No, it's like a peasant, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they call the prep school kids guys.
Yeah.
And it's pretty clearly a class and somewhat of a race thing.
It's definitely a class thing. It's also a race thing, basically. Kind of, I mean, who's able to afford more expensive schools? Mostly white people.
Yeah.
And the Lee Thompson Jackson, is that his name?
Lee Thompson Young.
I'm so sorry.
But Jet Jackson. It's okay. It was confusing.
Lee Thompson Young is a black guy.
L-T-Y. Call him L-T-Y.
L-T-Y. Sam. That's cute. L-T-Y
Let's call him Liddy.
And also, like, Johnny the whole time is like, wait, well, what? Why can't I hang out with you? He's like, well, you go to that school and I go to this school. Yeah. Also, the ski resort, well, the resort is half ski, half snowboard, and they're like, you can't use this side of it.
So the hill is split between the skiing and the snowboarders, and the skiers get the best side. Isn't that stupid, Taylor?
It is very stupid.
So Johnny wants to snowboard because he's like, well, I've been on a board all my life, so why not, you know, do it on the snow? So he ends up going snowboarding with Sam. They spend the whole day learning, and Johnny hangs out with all the snowboarders, the public school kids, and he's like, hey, this is, like, really cool. I like this way better. Like, you guys are way cooler. They're just way better people. Just, they're way chiller, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Chill.
Chill.
But, yeah, they're better people, like, all around. They're not snobs with sticks up their asses. And they run into the skiers at, like, some point during the day, and, like, they're all like, what? Like, you snowboard? Oh, my God, you're an urchin? So, yeah, they have a, like, standoff, and, like, Johnny tells them off and says, like, hey, like, you guys are lame. Like, no, I like to snowboard, and there's no reason why I shouldn't. And so now they kind of have a vendetta against Johnny because he snowboards and hangs out with the public school kids, the urchins.
So we see Sam's house. Sam is a, I don't know if his dad's in the army.
He's in the military.
Okay, he's in the military. So he's a military kid, and he just tells Johnny about how he's had to move around a lot, and Johnny hasn't had to move before this. And Sam says, like, I really want to stay here, or my dad promised that we would stay here a little bit longer.
Yeah, and his dad's really cool. You think, oh, he's in the military, he's going to be really, like, straight edge, and his dad's really nice. Then, okay, so Johnny's back at school. Emily goes up to him and he's like, but you snowboarding? You're not supposed to be snowboarding. Nobody's supposed to be snowboarding. Why are you snowboarding? Ah! And then he's like, you should come with us. So he takes Emily snowboarding. I'm really surprised she went. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I guess. It's like Emily's like fascinated by Johnny, but also doesn't stand up for Johnny at all. So I was just like, okay.
She wants the best of both worlds. Like, to hang out with the cool guy but not get in trouble. Oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
Thanks. Yeah. So Sam, Johnny, and Emily end up going snowboarding together. They're having a good time until, they go off track and Emily falls down this huge hill.
Emily falls down this hill and they're like, oh no, what do we do? Sam steps to try and save her and then he also falls.
And he falls, he lands at the same exact spot as
her. I know, he lands at the same spot as Emily.
Yeah.
So they're both holding on and Johnny's like, oh no, oh no. So he gets on his board to try and get help from someone that works
at the resort,
and he is able to find someone to help.
A snowmobile
that helps. Yeah, so they're saved, which is nice. Yeah. It's scary. They bond as friends.
Yeah, trauma bonding. But Emily, apparently she gets in really big trouble with
her dad
because he put her in danger. And she's like, I'm not going snowboarding with you. We shouldn't talk anymore. And even
Classic.
Though, yeah, and so it's a Romeo and Juliet thing, except I don't care. So they go to Johnny's house. He's in trouble, and his dad says that whole thing about you should ski, and he like very admittedly wants to get him to assimilate, and he wants to drive a wedge between Johnny and his grandpa because he once again says, I don't want you to end up like your grandpa.
So we see now that Johnny is upset, obviously, and his dad is even saying, you shouldn't even be skiing that much. Like, you need to be working on school. So Sam also finds out that he is moving.
Yeah.
He does not get to stay in Vermont.
Yeah, they're moving to Iceland.
And he's really sad, so Johnny's really upset. Then we see that Johnny has left a note that says that him and Sam have run away.
Because things are getting way too intense here.
And I think I was watching it with Mags. We were like, this is queer baiting. They're more of a couple than him and Emily.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I
didn't even think about it in that way.
I didn't think it was like super gay, but it was cute. I don't know. I was like, they're running away together.
They're a good pair.
And I'm like, I wonder where they ran away to.
Huh.
They're in Hawaii again.
Yeah! Yay.
And so Johnny obviously goes right to his grandpa with his friend Sam.
Yeah.
And the grandpa's like, oh, good, you're here, type of thing. And his friend, and then dad calls big Johnny and is like, okay, bring him home. And he's like, I can't force him to come home. Like,
I loved this. His grandpa's so cool. He's like, you can't force kids to do anything. You got to let them come when they want to. And I'm like, oh my God, you're so, why can't everyone be this way?
And the dad's, like, pissed. He's like, you don't know what you're doing.
So his grandpa has, like, an interesting kind of counterintuitive way of getting him to want to go back to his parents without, like, forcing him to.
Yeah, and I'm sure they didn't stay longer than, like, a few days.
Yeah. But that's cool because in the beginning of the movie, he's like, Sam, I'm going to take you to Hawaii one day. And that seems like a pipe dream. And then they actually go. So it's kind of cool. I did not expect that turn of events.
And the grandpa's like, okay, like, I'll go back with you boys. And the grandpa visits Vermont with them.
Yeah.
And this is fun because now those two want to teach Grandpa how to snowboard.
Yeah.
Which it's very fun because it's like, oh, how's Grandpa going to do? Grandpa already knows how to snowboard.
I know. I was afraid, like, oh my God, he's going to wipe out because they love having these treacherous moments. And the grandpa is amazing at it.
And then Johnny Kapahala, mini Johnny, is like, I didn't know that you could snowboard. Then we see the tension again between the skies and the urchins because they come up to Grandpa and Sam and Johnny. It's something like, you're on our turf, whatever. And they then decide to have this type of...
Oh, and when they go up to them, they're like, who's the freak? And they're talking to his grandpa.
I know. It's like, he's an Asian man with long hair. He's not a freak. He's just a guy.
Oh, jeez.
Anyways, so they decide, they're going to have a competition type of thing to try and get, like, the right...
Snowboarders win, or if Johnny wins, they get to share the mountain again.
Yes, so they can have the same slopes. So then we see they end up having this, like, face-off type of thing where Johnny is going against, like, the main bad guy, and...
Brad, or Steve,
some generic kid. So they, and even this, so Brad Steve ends up, like, pushing Johnny at the beginning, so he already has, like, this huge head start, and Johnny gets up and races, and Johnny wins by a hair, but he still wins, and everyone's cheering, everyone's there, the dad is there, and then it's really sweet, because at the end, they end with, like, a luau that the parents throw.
Yeah!
And they have, like, a full roasted pig.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
They had a full pig, and I'm like, this is so funny, because it's like, what if he lost?
Yeah, they had a lot of confidence in him. And it's fun because his dad announces, hey, we're having a party at our house, everyone come. So his dad obviously had, like, a very quick turnaround of, like, I'm going to be the fun dad now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really sweet because Johnny's trying to do this competition so it can settle this and, like, let every person use the slopes no matter what class they are or what school they go to.
Yeah.
And then we see that Emily and Johnny are, like, dancing at the end.
Oh, yeah. But it was weird because they're the only two dancing. They're slow dancing to, like, a very fast song, and everyone's just, like, running around. And Sam goes up to Johnny and, like, pats him on the shoulder, and then he runs away because he's like, oh, you're dancing. And then it was just, I don't know, forced romance.
It was forced romance, and it ends, and it's like, okay, cool. Johnny kind of likes Vermont now.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, when they offer, the parents are like, you can move back in with your, with Grandpa, and he's like, I'd rather stay.
Oh, yeah, that is sweet.
And that's the end of Johnny Tsunami.
Woohoo! Yay! Johnny Tsunami.
Taylor, I'm getting so bored at home. I think I need a new quarantine hobby. What have you been doing lately?
I just got a boba tea kit and I've been making it at home.
Oh, that sounds so good. Where did you get that from?
It's a company called Milk Box Bar. Since COVID, they've been selling boba at home tea kits. It's really cool too because they donate $5 from every boba kit sold to Bracken's Kitchen, which prepares meals for adults experiencing homelessness.
Oh, I'm going to look this up now. Oh, they have Thai tea.
It's so good. When I bought it, I used the code
Decom Divas to get 10% off.
Oh, yay!
Shop online at milkboxbar.com and Instagram at milkboxbar and use the code Decom Divas. That's DCOMDIVAS.
To get 10% off.
And boba tea.
Yum, that's the best part. Love those jelly balls. Hey, Taylor, what's the worst thing about buying art for your apartment?
It's got to be finding a place to hang it up, measuring where to put it, nailing it to the wall, and then trying to cover up the hole when you move.
Well, Taylor, what if I told you there was a way to buy beautiful, high-quality art that doesn't have to be nailed to the wall?
I would say that you must be talking about Staccardo?
Yes, I am talking about Staccardo. Staccardo is an art company from my hometown of Sacramento. They create adhesive hand-drawn art prints that are as beautiful as they are easy to decorate with.
And I would know because I happen to have a piece of Staccardo. I have a yellow and black adhesive print called the Honey Girl that I absolutely love. And guess what? It took me less than 5 minutes to put it up.
And I have more than 6 different pieces by Staccardo in my tiny apartment, and it's made my place look so much more colorful and homey.
Whether you like boho, colorful, neutral, psychedelic, or nature-inspired art, you'll definitely find something you love from Staccardo's selection of adhesives and canvas prints.
Visit staccardo.com or their Etsy page, Staccardo Art, that's S-T-A-C-C-A-R-T-O, to get 20% off your first order using the code DIVAS20 at checkout.
And check out their Instagram at staccardo.studio to see their beautiful prints and upcoming products.
Okay, back to the show. Hey, so before we go into the plot of this movie, we wanted to have a section kind of to talk about the issues that this movie brings up. We've mentioned some things that we think should change with Disney overall and the way they cast and the lack of diversity, but I think since this movie is a really good portrayal of like race and class issues, or at least like is somewhat of an allegory for it, we thought we would kind of discuss issues having to do with that.
Yeah, definitely. And also we wanted to acknowledge there's an actor in this that died by taking his own life, and he struggled with mental health disorders, and we wanted to talk about that a little bit and share the foundation that his family created after him and raise some awareness of that.
So, Lee Thompson Young is the actor who played Sam. He was also in the famous Jet Jackson, which was a Disney Channel show. He had bipolar disorder, and he passed away at the age of 29, which is very young because of his struggle with this disorder. And his family started a foundation called the Lee Thompson Young Foundation to erase the stigma associated with mental illness. And so what they do is have their speakers go to schools and teach kids about emotional intelligence and self-awareness techniques. And what their goal is to teach kids at a young age to be aware of their own emotions and be aware of other people's emotions, be aware of the changes that happen in your body when you're going through puberty, and to help others who they can see have like disorders and understand it. Because a lot of people have depression and bipolar and other mental illnesses, and we shouldn't make people who do have it feel like they're not heard. So I think it's a really, really awesome foundation. We have donated to it, and we have a link in a bio to this episode so that you can donate to it too. It's a great cause, and I hope you consider that.
Yeah, and what a beautiful way to honor him.
I think that's the best way you can possibly do that, especially for someone who was such a talented person.
Honestly, I'm someone that has depression and anxiety, and honestly, like, those symptoms for me started when I was younger, when I was, like, in puberty. That would have been, like, a great thing for me to have if they were, like, community resources. So we want to link that in our bio, and you can make a donation if you like.
Yes.
So there's also an organization called the Loveland Foundation, which I've donated to. It raises money for specifically like Black women to have a therapy fund so they can afford mental health services. There's definitely a lot of discrimination in the healthcare system, like how some doctors still think that Black people feel like pain in a different way, and like they don't give out like as much like painkillers to like Black people. And so there's a lot of discrimination there, and this is a way that this organization is trying to combat that by providing more healthcare resources for women. So we're also going to link that too, because it is related to mental health and people of color. So
thank you so much. And I Yeah, we'll continue to share things that have impacted us and tell you why. Because I think that's the important thing is, share what you do know in a respectful way.
We need to be using more of our energy to talk about these things.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why we want to have more conversations like this in our podcast, because it's important.
Yeah, because like this is a fluffy, fun podcast where I want to talk about nostalgia. But I realize if I can get like 2 people... to listen to this, I can get 2 people to think about things outside of their realm. So yeah, donate. Cool.
Yeah. So Jana,
yes,
I'm gonna ask you first this
week. Okay.
What did you think of this movie?
I thought this was a good movie. I was pleasantly surprised. I'd seen it before, but I'm like, I forgot total, like, big things about this. And as a kid, I didn't realize it was about classism. I was just like, this guy wants to snowboard, and that's all. I thought it was good. I thought Johnny is a great character. Sam is a great character. The mom is a great character. The grandpa's amazing. Oh my god. Yeah, really great characters for the most part, and really, like, cool message. I mean, the only part I was like, huh, is, like, I feel like things get really intense, and then they go to Hawaii. And that was a little bit like, what the heck? This took a weird turn. That was out of place, but I really liked this movie. I thought it was really good. What did you think, Taylor?
I really enjoyed it. I think that, like, just, like, the story and, like, the writing is really good because we right away know, okay, like, we know the grandpa's background. Okay, he's, like, a surfing legend. Okay, like, this is what he stands for. Okay, this is Johnny. He loves surfing. Oh, this is, like, the parents' dynamic. This is, like, the dad and Johnny's dynamic. And, oh, nope, we're moving. Like, it happens very quickly, so we're able to have, like, more development over the rest of the movie. I think it gets kind of boring.
Yeah.
Just a lot of sequences of snowboarding and, like, fights that are kind of boring, but overall I think it's a great movie, and it's a movie, the other ones have been, like, 1 hour and 20 minutes, this one was 1 hour and 30 or 40 minutes, I forget.
It was
a little bit longer than what we normally see, so I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Yes. Did you have any favorite characters? I'm sure you did.
My favorite grandpa. I was about to say my favorite grandpa. My favorite is grandpa. I want for my life is I want to just be a beach bum.
Aww.
And eat pineapple in a tree. Not necessarily surfing, because I don't know how to surf and I don't care to learn. I like to swim. I'll boogie board. But
I like boogie boarding.
I think it's very fun. I like his he is, like, kind of spiritual, and just, like, how he talks and how he, his, like, essence is very, like, calm and fun and, like, loving. And I'm like, I want to be that. I want to be seen as, like, a wise old man.
I know, me too. I want to be him.
He's my favorite. Who is your favorite?
Grandpa was amazing. I loved him. Everything you said, I ditto. He was great. I want to be like him if I'm ever a parent or a grandparent. He was just had a really good, like, way of seeing life, really, like, let kids be who they are. Johnny, I loved. He was great. He had so many powerful moments where he really, like, he stood up for himself. He once again, it's not a movie where he lets the douchebags boss him around. He knew he was right about things, and he knew to stand up for people, and that people were marginalizing people for no effing reason. And yeah, Johnny's a great person. So those are my favorite characters. And Sam was great, too. I loved Sam. He was really funny, really fun, really kind to Johnny. And, yeah, all my favorite characters are dudes.
I know.
I can't believe it.
A change of pace.
Yeah, I like the mom, but she wasn't like she was cool, too. She was very accepting. She's actually kind of like the grandpa.
Yeah, she stood up to the dad and was like, what are you doing at one point in the movie, which
was
cool.
There was this cute part where she, well, cute, but also it was kind of intense, where she says to the dad, like, where's the guy I met on the North Shore who just loved to surf? Like, how'd you become so into your job? And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cute. It was kind of like just some tension between them, but it didn't get all yelly or, like, divisive, which I'm glad, because there's a part where I'm like, ooh, this seems divorcey, but it didn't go there.
I know,
there.
Yeah, I'm glad it didn't get divorcey.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did you have any favorite lines?
Oh, my favorite line. So, the grandpa is holding the medal and is saying, like, Johnny, you need to come back to Hawaii someday because you have to earn this. And he says, they don't give them for surfing the internet. And I think that was really funny.
That was so cute. That's so, like, of that time. I love it.
I know. I think that was probably my favorite line because I wrote it down. Did you have a favorite line?
Okay, this isn't a funny line, but this is, like, the most powerful line of the movie is Like, the dad's telling him, you can't snowboard anymore. It's not good for you. You need to focus on school. And he's like, one day you'll understand. And Johnny says, no, I'll never understand. There's nothing right about this, and you know it. And I'm like, yeah, that is so true. I'm, like, glad that... I love it when, like, kids know, even at 13, that their parent is wrong about something. And his dad was being just, like, complicit with all this bullshit. Like, stuff between the skiers and the snowboarders and the skiers being better and prep school being better and it was awesome. So, yeah. Okay, so now it's time to talk about the fashion.
Yeah.
Give me a singing fashion.
Fashion!
Oh, yeah. So, this movie was kind of fun. It was, like, different. It was, like, more out there. And you'd think, oh, they're going to a prep school. They're just wearing prep school uniforms. No, it was cool. It was a lot of Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, I love a Hawaiian shirt.
Do you have a Hawaiian shirt?
No, but I would love to have one.
Oh, ooh, gotta put that on your birthday list.
Thank you.
A lot of, like, yellow-tinted tiny sunglasses. What do you think of those?
Those are fun.
Yeah.
Are small sunglasses, like, a thing?
It was, like, I feel like a few years ago. It still is, like, kind of. Dua Lipa wears a lot of that.
I think small sunglasses are fun. I don't have any, but I like to watch. I like to look at other people wearing them.
Puka shell necklaces, of course. Those are cool. I used to have, like one of those. This, like, the guy who runs the snowboard store, there's one part where he has a jacket, pants, and a bucket hat that are all plaid, but all different types of plaid, and that was my favorite outfit. The mom is cool. She wears, like, long-sleeve t-shirts with, like, peasant skirts. It's really cute. She has a cute style, and, like, yeah, it's, like, a mix of, like, casual and, like, kind of, like, baggy clothes, kind of, like, a lot of prints and colors, which is really cool. I like how they mix the, like, East Coast, like, ski style with, like, Hawaiian laid-back style. It was cool. I'm a fan, and I really like bucket hats, and they had a few of those. They have cool hats in this movie.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So, yeah, that was...
Do you like bucket hats?
I love bucket hats. I really want one. I know I'm kind of late to the train, but I want one. I think they're cool. I used to have, like, a red Hawaiian print one.
Aww.
Did you ever have one that said Taylor or something like that on it?
No, I've never had one.
Oh, okay. You look really cute in one.
Oh, thank you.
So, Tay, do you want to... discuss the actors in this film?
Yes, I would love to. So Johnny Kapahala was played by Brandon Baker.
Hell yeah.
His coming role to TV and, like, Disney was he starred in The Jungle Book Mowgli Story.
Ooh,
he played Mowgli.
Nice.
Did you ever watch that?
I didn't, did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
It sounds familiar, though. Like, I don't remember. Would have known what it was.
It was, like, a late 90s movie that I missed out on.
Yeah, but we're catching up.
Yeah, we are. Hey.
We're catching up.
We'll do that.
So he had a few episodes of Even Stevens.
Oh, yeah! I remember. Okay, you didn't watch that show much. He plays someone that, like, had a crush on Tawny, which is Lewis, the main character's crush. And so they were kind of competition. Oh, he was, like, a rich kid, so it's kind of, like, not Johnny Tsunami. He was, like, a kind of a snob. And he,
Johnny Sue Snobby.
Yes! Yes, yes. But, yeah, I forgot that he was in that show. Continue.
So... that's my... nervous sound, I guess. He doesn't really do acting anymore. I know, sad. Oh, he did. There is a sequel to Johnny Tsunami, Johnny Kapahala Back on Board, which came out in 2007. So he is in that again. I watched a video of him. Christy Carlson Romano does a lot of throwback videos with, like, random. She's like, let me grab this random person from Disney Channel.
Yeah.
So she brought him on, and I watched the video of them talking, and he.
What did he say?
They made Hawaiian fried rice because something. It was, like, Christmas themed. It was from 2019.
Okay.
But he mentioned
that. Back in the day when things were good.
Back in the day when things were good. They made that together and he talked a little bit. He shared that he lives in Colorado now, or he did then. And he was, like, kind of, like, he works with weddings and he, like, officiates weddings.
He's on a Disney Plus show called Simply Eloped, and he elopes weddings for people who want to do, like, a getaway.
Oh, I didn't know that it was a Disney Plus show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's still with Disney.
Isn't that awesome?
He's doing weddings. That's cool.
Yeah.
So, Johnny Tsunami, the grandpa, is played by Kari Hiroyuko.
Oh, I might be able to say that. Let me see. I took Japanese in high school. Oh, okay. Kari Hiroyuki Tagawa. That is loosely how you pronounce it.
So he's known for Mortal Kombat, Planet of the Apes, The Phantom, and Tekken.
He's only 70, so he was, like, He was 50 in the movie.
I know.
And he's trying to be a grandpa? Mm.
I know. I'm like, he's perfect for the role. He's that guy. But he was like, I'm like, this guy is his dad. This is not his grandpa. And it was confusing to the person I watched it with. They were also like, is that his dad? And I'm like, yeah. I guess. And then it wasn't. Mary Page Keller plays Johnny's mom. She's in The Beginners, The Negotiator. And she was most recently, she hasn't done a lot of acting recently, but she played the mom of Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, which person? One of the main girls?
Aria's mom. Aria is the one that dates the prince.
Oh, Lucy Hale's?
Yes, Lucy Hale.
Oh.
Lucy Hale's mom. Okay. But she's like very briefly in it.
Okay. They do kind of look alike. They maybe both have we should... round faces and big eyes.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. They're both pretty.
Yeah, they're both. Lucy Hale's gorgeous.
Lucy Hale is very beautiful. Yeah. maybe we should look up how to say the dad
who plays Yuji Okumoto.
Yuji Okumoto.
He is also... Okay, so answer to my early question. He's Japanese. So, yeah, he's not Filipino, nor is the mom. Which, I don't know. Everyone can have their own opinion on that.
It would be nice to have a more, like, cohesive
yeah.
family. So, he was in The Karate Kid 2.
Oh, okay.
And in Inception, and Pearl Harbor, and Cobra Kai. And I haven't seen any of those
Which
movies.
Cobra Kai, the movie or the new show?
I think the movie.
Oh, okay.
Fine. So Lee Thompson Young played the famous Jet Jackson, mm-hmm. as well as Sam in this movie. He was in The Hills Have Eyes 2.
Oh, shit.
Friday Night Scary. Lights, the movie.
Okay.
And the last thing he was in was Rizzoli and Isles. I'm not really sure what that is.
Oh, that's like a law show.
Oh, a law show?
Yeah.
He's a law guy.
Yeah, I think he played like a special agent or a detective of sorts.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, which is kind of cool because Jet Jackson was a show about him being a spy, so it kind of came from.
Ooh! Our Emily in this is Kirsten Storm, hey. Who we've talked about before, who played yes. Xenon, the girl of the 21st century. So yes. those were like the main characters.
Yeah, so well, now let's discuss... What movie are we doing next? What are we doing next, Taylor?
Genius! I've never heard of it. I've never seen it, so...
Same here. I've said this before. Emmy Rossum is in it. Emmy Rossum. And she plays Christine in the Phantom of the Opera movie. Have you seen that movie?
I have not.
Oh, okay. That's one of my favorites.
Sorry.
Oh, my God! You can sing.
I used to sing that around in the theater at...
Our college?
Yeah, sorry. At our college, I see this thing in my theater department at my college, and my theater professor was, like, kind of annoyed, but she was like, oh, that doesn't sound too bad. And I'm like...
What? Yeah. That's so rude. More of that.
I love it. My favorite thing is to... I like to pretend to be the Phantom, and I'm like, sing with me! But I also like playing Christine. So ooh. I like to sing... I like to be both parts.
You could be Christine someday in a production.
Oh, I don't think so.
Phantom of the Opera.
I don't think I can hit that high notes.
You can one day.
I can one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna watch Genius!
Not with that attitude!
I know, I can't with that attitude, too.
But we're gonna watch Genius next time, and we're, I don't know, somewhat excited. I'm not gonna lie. But maybe it's gonna be, like, an amazing movie that has a really good moral.
I know. I didn't think I'd love Brink, and Brink is my favorite movie now.
Yeah,
so.
Isn't it? Sometimes you're surprised by things.
Yeah, I am.
Sometimes you're not, but sometimes you are. I hope you guys have a surprising, exciting life ahead of you, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode, so please join us next time
when we watch a Disney Channel movie!